men and women in the church are living together and not married. I just don't understand it. And then when you talk to them, and so I told this young man, I said, young man, you got a girl pregnant. She's going to have a baby sometime in the near future. He didn't tell me how far it was, but in the next few months, this girl he's got pregnant is going to have a baby. Just like this little girl did down here in Dallas. This little Baptist girl, she's got a three-day-old that's fixing to die with a liver problem. One of the young ladies from this ministry went down there after we contacted the girl and got her to repent of her sins. Now, did God say he would forgive her? See, that's the beautiful part. He said he would forgive her. Now then, once the mother was forgiven and she told God, I'm sorry for doing what I did, then we have a great promise in Mark 16:18. Actually, verse 17 and 18. This will work for the church once we get the sins taken care of. In Mark 16:17 and 18, after we confess our sins, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, I was in church all my life, and I have never heard these two verses preached in a Baptist church. And I was in a Baptist church 65 years of my 70 years. I finally left the Baptist church at 65, and the reason I left is because they don't teach everything in the Bible. And that's unfortunate. They just don't. But this says here, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Now then, I guess we come down to one thing. We're either a believing believer or an unbelieving believer. Which one are you? Is that right, brother? That just about comes down to it. We either believe the Word of God or we don't believe the Word of God as believers, right? Unfortunately, too many people don't believe the Word of God. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, the name of Jesus, shall they cast out devils. They shall cast out devils. You know, one thing I never saw done in the 65 years out in the Baptist church, I never saw a preacher have somebody come down front and say, okay, this woman here's got a demon in her. I'm going to cast this devil out of her. You ever seen that done in your church? You see it done in a few churches, but you don't see it done in many churches. And you know, the thing that I've come to realize, when they do try to cast out demons, the reason they have so much trouble with the demons leaving, because there's so much unbelief in the church, and then the sin was never confessed. So as long as the devil has legal right to be there, in fact, I learned this lesson the hard way. Did he say these signs shall follow them that believe? That we can drive out devils? Then after he says we can drive out devils, we shall speak with new tongues, we shall take up serpents or the devil, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, and you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, who did God give that power to? Us, the church. That's exactly right. The believers, those that believe. But anyway, I had a unique experience. A Baptist preacher called me one Sunday morning about 7 o'clock. He said, Thurman, I got a lady in my church. She's got a spiritual problem. I just know. He said, she's already had a hysterectomy and everything, and still she's got these cramps in her back and her body. And said, the doctors have checked her every way and they can't find nothing wrong with it. They just knew a hysterectomy would fix her. Well, let me tell you something I've learned. Probably 99% of the women that have a hysterectomy didn't need it. And many of you women in this room probably have had a hysterectomy. But you didn't need it. All you need to do is believe God. And you wouldn't have to have had that hysterectomy. But anyway, doctors love to give hysterectomies. It's an easy surgery. They make a lot of money, but it usually messes you up forever. You know, you're never perfectly normal again. You'll always have the scars, if nothing else. But some of them don't get part of your organs back in there right. Then they have to go back in and cut you open again, put them back in the right place, or they leave a sponge inside of you. You have no idea what all I've heard that's come out of these hysterectomies. But anyway, this woman had gone through this, and she wasn't any better. So this Baptist preacher asked me if I'd come down Sunday afternoon after church and talked to her. So I went down there and met him in Fort Worth. When I got there, we went in his car over to this house. I didn't know where they lived. He took me over there and we got over there. here was this man and four boys and another man and a wife, and but the woman, she was somewhere else. And so when I got there and met all these people, I said, well, where is this lady I'm supposed to minister to? He said, well, my wife's back there in the bedroom and she won't come out. I said, well, go back there and get her and tell her I'm here. I want to talk to her. So they went back there probably for 10 minutes and tried to talk her into coming out, and she wouldn't come out. And so I said, well, let's pray. We're going to take authority over these spirits. See, I'm a little bit knowledge of the spiritual world. So I take authority over the spirits, bind them up, and command them not to do anything, and ask the Lord to set her free, bring her up there where I can talk to her. And so they went back there to get this woman. And she was a Spanish woman and had real heavy, thick, black hair. Well, when she walked in, her husband was on this side, her sister was on this side, and holding her arms, and she walked in with her head down like that, all that black hair hanging down in front of her face. I couldn't even tell who she was. And as soon as she walked through the door, she started screaming, I hate you. I am mean. I'm going to hurt you. Now, I've said this many a time. A normal Southern Baptist deacon would be gone out the front door in a hurry. I mean, you know, if somebody's talking to you like that, you're in their house, you're going to leave, right? But I ain't normal, praise God. I know who's talking to me, and it's the devil. And so I go over and I kneel down. They set her down in the chair, and I kneel down in front of her, and I reach up to touch her. That hair is all down her face. I reach up like that to move her hair over, and she slaps me. Bam! She said, don't you touch me. I mean, I'm going to hurt you. I said, ma'am, you ain't going to hurt me. God promised in his word that no evil spirits can touch me. They cannot hurt me. I'm walking in obedience to his word. I said, now you devil of hell, I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And boy, what she said. Her voice totally changed. It became a man's voice. She said, I have legal right to be here. I am not coming out. I thought, you devil, the Lord told me you're a liar. I said, you're a liar. You don't have legal right to be there. In the name of Jesus, you're coming out of her. I am not coming out. Well, I fight with her and this devil for a few minutes, and then I just pray silently. I said, Lord, I said, I'm doing everything I know by faith, and this devil is totally defying me. I said, Lord, this beast says he's not coming out, but your word says he is coming out. I said, so what is the problem? And the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, he's there because I sent him. Now, for a Baptist deacon, that's a new revelation. I started to think, I rebuke you, devil. But I thought, I'm talking to God. That's got to be God talking to me. He's there because I sent him. I said, God, you sent a devil into this woman's body? He said, yes. I said, why? He said, because of her unforgiveness. Ooh. I thought, Lord, you sent a demon into this woman because she has unforgiveness? And then I thought, wow, that's what that meant in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. That's what that meant. So I said, wow, Matthew 18, 21 through 35. I thought, Lord, that's what you meant there. I said, okay. I said, ma'am, do you have unforgiveness towards somebody? And her husband said, oh, yeah, she got unforgiveness. I said, that's an easy one, Thurman. I said, who is it? He said, it's her first husband. He said, you see them four boys there? I said, yes. I said, them two biggest ones were hers and the other husband. But them two younger ones is mine and hers. Said, when that second one there was born, she was in the hospital and her first husband ran off and left her in the hospital with no support, no help, and never come back to help with them boys. And she has hated him with a passion all these years. Now, doesn't that sound like a good reason to hold a grudge? But in God's sight, it don't work, does it? God says you have to forgive everybody from your heart. If you do not, and I'll show you these scriptures in a minute, if you do not forgive everybody from your heart, I, God, will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. I said, wow. I said, ma'am, you got to forgive this guy. She said, no, I am not going to forgive him. I said, ma'am, this guy, he has ruined your whole life up to now. I said, you've had all this pain and sickness. I said, you've had these back problems. Now you've had a hysterectomy and everything else, and nothing has helped. I said, you got a demon living in your body. I mean, people think you're crazy when you tell them they have a demon living in their body. But that's what's causing these problems, these invisible beings that Jesus called demons. Did Jesus go about casting out demons and healing the sick? All the time. So he tells us to do the same thing, but we don't believe him. So anyway, after I said, ma'am, you have to forgive your first husband. And so I literally had to drag that out of her. I said, say, I so-and-so forgive so-and-so from my heart. And she finally did it. And I said, now then, that you've forgiven him, I said, Satan, you have no more legal claim to this woman. She has confessed her sin. She has forgiven her husband. I said, now then, in the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of her. And man, she swung her head up and looked at me, and that devil left just like that. And when she swung her head up, she looked at me and she says, just a few minutes ago, I said, woman, what you need is Jesus. No, I don't want nothing to do with him. But now then, as soon as that devil left, she looked at me and she says, I want to get saved. I want to know Jesus. Isn't that amazing how quick you can change when the devil leaves? This woman, I led her to Jesus. As soon as I led her to Jesus, she jumped out of the chair. I mean, I'm still kind of knelt down in front of her. When she started to lunge at me, I don't know what's fixing to happen. So I jump up, you know, like this. And when I jump up, the woman grabs me, squeezes me, kisses me on the cheek and says, I want you to pray for my boys. I want you to pray for my husband. I thought, man, a few minutes ago, this woman wanted to kill me. And now then she's kissing me on the cheek and asking me to pray for everybody in the house. Now, isn't it amazing the difference when the devil leaves? When that devil leaves, everything in your house changes. Well, that day, that lady's back, when that devil left, her back pain went away. She didn't have to have that hysterectomy, but she had already had it, so it can't go back and undo it. But anyway, she was completely healed that day. Well, the next day, that was as we walked out of there, that Baptist preacher that took me over there, he said, Thurman, I would give anything I own if I had a video camera I could have recorded everything happened today. He said, I'd never seen anything like this in my life. But that was awesome. Well, so the next day I said, well, let's call that man tomorrow. I want to see what happened to his wife after we left. So I called him the next afternoon and I said, sir, how's you and your wife doing? He said, Thurman, never have we seen anything like this. He said, my wife has been locked up in the house for months. She hadn't been shopping, nothing. Now then, how long has she had these demons? Way back yonder.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.